This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's has done the experimentation for you. If you have bought a weapon and you don't like the way the weapon feels, but you really like the weapon, maybe you need to look at Boyd's Gun Stocks, because that will change the entire interaction as far as the ergonomics between you and that gun. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. You know, the line that we're getting now is that we are supposed to give up our guns because it's the 21st century. And the cops, they'll totally protect us, you know, and don't criticize the FBI for failing to disarm yet another ticking time bomb. And what kind of crazy nut would expect a police officer to actually confront a gunman? Now, show of hands, who thinks this stops or even slows down once these mean old not actually assault weapons gets banned? That liberals have taken a hard stand in favor of cowardice does not exactly fill me with confidence that once we give up our Second Amendment rights that we're going to be safer or freer. I guess we both have blood on our hands for having that chat. Real heroes are Sheriff Israel and the Broward cowards because of the children or something. Now, at CPAC, though, the president was very clear. He's not wavering on the Second Amendment. You know, there's some gooey puff boys like Marco Rubio who are eager to roll over and show Billy, but a hard line on our rights is not going anywhere. So, little Marco, this is the Republican Party, not the foam party. Rubio, displaying the political savvy that convinced him to don a studded leather collar and be led around on a leash by Chuck Schumer, talked Brian Mast into rolling too. And that makes them both suckers. The New York Times was delighted to see that Mast agreed to commit career sucked by sticking his constituents in the back when he tried to leverage his being a vet into somehow qualifying him to tell everyone else what their rights are. And that's amazing, but those of us vets who don't dance to the leftist tune never seem to get a golden ticket to the New York Times op-ed page. These gullible outliers don't change the fact that the rest of the GOP is solid, and that's why the left is changing the rules and trashing our norms to do what they can't do politically through intimidation. They have cultural power, we don't, and they now seek to use businesses to destroy our rights and to silence our voices. And understand, they don't want an argument or a conversation. They want to use their non-governmental cultural power to deny us access to a platform so that we are unable to make our views heard. We need to recognize this dangerous trend and counterattack ruthlessly with our political power. Now, conservatism is not a suicide pact, and our principles are not a mandate to unilaterally disarm. We need to make them hate the new rules. Maybe they won't learn anything, but at least they won't win by cheating. Right now, the leftist elite are using their social and cultural ties to those at the helm of big businesses to essentially blacklist the NRA and thereby get the tens of millions of Americans who support gun rights. that's sort of backfiring on them right now. That's in motion. But oppression is oppression, whether it's done by a government bureaucrat or a corporate one. And our principle of non-interference in business assumes business stays out of politics. But now, National Hertz and others are cutting ties to the NRA, and the left are advocating that banks do the same. And their intent is clear. What they can't do in politics, they will simply do by not allowing the representatives of people whose politics they don't like to access or have access to the infrastructure of society. And we're not supposed to do anything about it because, you know, free enterprise and stuff. You know, our principles. No. What they're doing here is exercising political power. We have our own political power, and we need to exercise it ruthlessly. The first step is an executive order at the federal level directing that no federal contract can go to any company that discriminates against an organization based on its advocacy or exercise of an enumerated constitutional right. We wouldn't allow a company to do business with our federal government if it discriminated on other grounds, so why should we do it if they discriminate on political grounds? Why should taxpayers be subsidizing people who hate them? And when those government employees start walking past the Hertz and the national counters, the leftist jerks who run those companies are going to find out that they're posing and they're posturing. All that has a price. Nothing in this world is free. It's a learning moment. Next, Congress should pass a comprehensive non-discrimination regime designed to protect us into law and allow individuals and entities the right to sue any business that discriminates on the basis of advocacy for an exercise of any constitutional right. And, you know, there needs to be penalties for that, like $1 million a day for non-compliance. We also need attorney's fees provisions, because we want to turn lawyers into bounty hunters seeking out these posers who are doing so much damage to our society by collaborating in the suppression of speech that the elite does not approve it. We could call it the Civil Rights Anti-Discrimination Act. And then we could dare the Democrats to vote against it. Now, due to the filibuster, it might be tough to pass a law protecting our rights through Congress, but we own about 30 legislatures, and that's 30 states that can each outlaw this kind of discrimination within their borders. So Hertz and National, welcome to a whole bunch of lawsuits in Texas and Wyoming and elsewhere. But, yeah, I know it's worth it because of the children, right? The left's also pushing venues like Amazon and Roku to drop NRA news, to actively censor a news outlet because they don't like its agenda. And the difference between government censorship and corporate censorship is no different at all. So, again, the federal government and the states have the power to regulate. And once again, we must ban discrimination on the basis of advocacy. And if they really believe what they're doing is right, they can hire lawyers in 30 states. So, right now, none of this posturing has a price tag, but this private sector oppression is devastating to our political system. Now, I will say this. I don't know how many people joined the NRA to get a discount at Delta Airlines. I don't know how many people joined the NRA to get a budget rental car cheaper. I mean, as I speak right now, I have a budget rent. This all happened. I rented a car Friday. And in between when I rented it and the time that they started this, and don't get me wrong, I'm not even a member of the NRA. There's a lot of things the NRA does that I can't stand, but they should not be discriminated against because of what they do, because of what they advocate for. So we need to create some new rules for them to live with. And then we need to make them to where we enforce those new rules. And then we need to, and then of course they're going to hate the new rules. Which is sort of sad, I guess, on one's. You get what I'm saying, don't you? You understand what I'm talking about, don't you? That's the part that, you know, once this starts, you have to follow through with it. You have to see it through all the way. Which means I won't be renting any cars anymore because most of the rental companies are all in on this one. Although I'll be asking mine about it when I turn it in tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Through the night. All right, welcome back.
Through the dome.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The gun stock on a bolt gun, on a shotgun, on a lot of different guns, even on ARs and everything, the furniture, that is your interface between the weapon and you. And ergonomics are everything with that kind of interface. And the best ergonomics you're going to find are at BoydsGunStocks.com. Go check them out. Now, I need to explain what's going on so that you'll know. Because I come into the chat room and I see some stuff in the chat room and I, you know. So let me explain to you what's going on. I don't know what started this. Going back to Christmas Eve, I had something began with me. And part of that manifested itself into pneumonia. Another part of it manifested itself into acid reflux. Now, those two things combined are a bit difficult to fight because I have found that when I try to take the right, you know, if I take the drugs that I have, which I try not to go to the doctor unless I really need to go to the doctor, I find them to be sort of conflicting, if you will. So fighting one symptom means I'm probably defeating the purpose of having, you know, what I've got going on with the other symptom, the other drugs. And this is causing a problem because, like, when the acid reflux flares up, the lungs that already have a little fluid in them, the acid reflux sort of mashes them, the buildup of everything. And then when I'm just talking, I sound like a panting horse that just ran a quarter mile. And that just doesn't work. That doesn't work in radio. That doesn't work in real life. And, I mean, it's the degree that it has been going on is ridiculous. Now, an interesting thing happened, though. When I went to Las Vegas, and it was cool in Las Vegas, but it was dry in Las Vegas. When I went to Las Vegas, just from Monday to Wednesday, by Wednesday, I was having to walk 6.5 miles a day, climb 49 flights of stairs, and I walked it off, literally. I was taking some over-the-counter stuff, but, I mean, and I was good to go. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was as strong as I'd been in a long time, and I felt like, okay, this is the turning point, and then I got on the plane, I came back, and, you know, within a week, it was back. So some of it's environmental, and there's nothing I can do about that. I'm trying to figure out what's causing this and that and the other. That's not the easiest thing. It's not like it is on TV. So the other really fun symptom this gives me is it keeps me up. I mean, when I say it keeps me up, it keeps me up literally all night. No sleep at all. And then if I try to sleep during the day, then I feel pretty bad during the day. I slept today, for example, and I felt pretty bad. But today I figured I was going to give it a shot just to see. My voice is the giveaway, or at least it is to me. I can hear it. I can feel it. I've got a lot of voiceover I need to be doing right now. I've got a lot of video I need to be shooting right now. Can't do any of it. So I'm working on it. I don't like having to call my network and ask them to run a rebroadcast. I think with a topical, current events type radio show like this one, that a rerun is sort of copping out, but at the same time, I've got to have something up there. I really want to be live. I'm just having a hard time doing it right now because after this show tonight, in about an hour and a half, I will collapse. I will be that tired. I will simply collapse. But that's just so you know. That's just an FYI, if you will. Because I've had a lot of false starts and stops. I'm just going to simply say, I'm trying to figure out what this is, and I'm trying to knock it out. And I, you know, I've never... maybe this is just part of getting old. I don't know. It's a new thing. If this is part of getting old, I really wish we'd do something else. I wish there was something else. Although I'm told that if I can stay alive till 2050, by that time they'll have it figured out where I can live forever. Not really sure how I feel about that yet, but I now have a goal at least to shoot for that. But to that end, let me simply say this. I've got to figure this out because I have, this is going to be the year that I up the game. Physically up the game. And I'm, what I'm trying to do is build my way to being the saltiest 60-year-old that has ever walked the at. And that's coming up. It's just, that's just around the corner. But I've got a lot of things I'm supposed to be doing this year. And as part of, you know, just walking around fitness, just walking around combat fitness, being able to have the reflexes and the lateral movement and everything else, I've got to beat this. I have got to beat this. Because I do not intend to look like the guy that I used to be. I intend to be the best me that I can be. And for all of you that are out there listening, you know, I'm not, I don't care if I ever get down to a 36-inch waist again, although that would be nice. I do simply want to be the best that I can be at this particular time. And we'll see. We'll see how far we can take it. I happen to believe I can take it fairly far. I've got a couple of problems against me right now. My car tore up, and on the back of my car is my trailer hitch. And my trailer hitch is where I get my bikes to the bike track. Or I would have been trying over the last couple of days to ride a bike. I might fall off the bike and off the trail and into the swamp. But I will try, and I will get up, and I will try again. Because this is one of these make or break moments, or at least I feel like it is. We're going to find out, though. We're definitely going to find out. Just so you know, though, if tomorrow, if I'm not here, it'll be because I collapsed. It'll be because I just can't do it. And I'll be back as soon as I can, pushing the edge as hard as I can until we get it figured out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I do so like the new bumps. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the interface. This is the ergonomic connection that you have to your weapon. And the best one you're going to find is Boyd's Gunstock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, whenever I have a sponsor, a new sponsor or an old sponsor, I try to get them to come on the show as often as they will. And that's because I think you like to see what's behind that curtain. Because what's behind the curtain is always very important, isn't it, Monty Hall? Now, recently CNN decided to be Monty Hall. They recently hosted an anti-gun town hall featuring a number of grieving children and parents from Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, who decided they were mad at the NRA, who didn't do anything about it. They're mad at politicians peripherally associated with the NRA and anyone who doesn't say exactly what they want to hear. Even though Rubio went full-on squish, that was an event where a student would compare Rubio to a mass murderer and question whether NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash truly cares about her children without ever being challenged. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like to buy clothes online. I like the instant gratification of finding something at a shop, trying it on and saying, oh, I got to have me this. I like the instant gratification. And CNN was going for instant gratification. Because I'll guarantee you that with all this stuff, NRA has a whole lot of problems. Them starting or causing crimes is not one of them. But I hope CNN got the rating for this town hall, because they got the instant gratification. And in the long run, you can expect a spike in NRA membership, and gun sales are about to go through the roof. And that's because CNN pulled back the curtain. Between all the demonizing and the heckling and the sophistry and gaslighting and platitudes and emotional appeals and members of the crowd, people who should never be the target of conspiracy theories or ad hominem attacks, but shouldn't be exempted from a real debate either, booed a rape survivor story and cheered at the idea of banning every semi-automatic rifle in America. Maybe someone will ask them if they support banning every semi-automatic in America, period, since the latter is responsible for the preponderance of gun homicide. One death is, after all, too many. The problem here is these young people are about to be slapped in the face by reality, because banning semi-automatic rifles or handguns is not only impractical and very unconstitutional, but for a lot of people who worry about the Second Amendment, it's very undesirable and could lead to some sort of action by us against them. Yet, a star-studded lineup of leftists, many of whom are funding the activism of the Parkland students with big checks, cheered with them. Do they all agree that every semi-automatic rifle in America should be banned? Do they agree that anyone who supports legal semi-automatic rifles has blood on their hands? I would love to hear from someone who has access to them if they would ask that question. What we do know is that the entire leftist political class couldn't stop praising the activism and lack of cynicism displayed by these kids, a selective admiration reserved for those who coincidentally line up with your position. The kids, without a doubt, were indeed earnest, and they were as earnest as they were generally uneducated about gun law, legal process, and the underpinning of the Second Amendment, which is to be expected. They do go to public school. Those who use them as political shields, on the other hand, are cynical. Those who put them on TV to participate in a national airing of grievances are cynical. Those who point to the bodies of victims and argue that every American who refuses to accept the left's framing of the issue are the ones who deserve contempt. What we've learned from these events of the past few days is that most leftists are uninterested in a holistic answer to school shootings. A unique problem. School shootings are a very unique problem. It's detached from general violent crime, rates of gun ownership, region, or age. And there is no cure-all as far as prevention. A mix of improved background checks, a better reporting system, better law enforcement reaction to threats, faster reaction to it, more community involvement, and mental health reform could lower the number of shootings. But pulling back from the massive wall-to-wall coverage, which probably helps glorify these shooters for the next madman, that might help too. Media. But so far as I can tell, the only thing that they see, the only thing they take away from this is they got to ban guns. That's the only answer for the left. For instance, while we can never truly quantify how many shooters are dissuaded by new laws or restrictions, we do know that some mass shooters can be stopped by armed Americans, and it happens all the time. Why shouldn't teachers and others who have a constitutional right to protect their homes and families do the same for their students? The dismissive, steering reaction to that idea by most of the media and the Democrats was telling. And teachers, even those of you who think you're Democrats, they're setting you up to be fish in a barrel. I get that some Americans would not want to send their kids to schools with armed teachers, and that should be their choice. But the idea that a trained or concealed carry permit holder or guard couldn't possibly stop or mitigate the damage done by a mass shooter defies logic. So this real divide exists in America, not between those who want to do something and those who don't, but between those who believe there is a natural right to own and defend yourself with a weapon, preferably a semi-automatic one, and those who do not. The latter position seems to be prevalent among the young people at the town hall, definitely amongst their cheering section, and I feel a lot of sorrow for these kids. And I worry about my grandchildren and all the children in the United States, all the children of the world, but I don't have any moral duty to be on their side politically. So more immediately, events like the CNN town hall go a long way to convince a gun owner that gun control advocates do have a desire to confiscate their weapons. And they can't do it, so they support whatever feasible incremental steps are available to inch further along towards their goal. We don't know how this plays out in the long run, but in the short run, it does nothing to stop the next school shooting. It will increase the ownership of guns in the United States. It will increase the membership of NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, all of these organizations. They will all get a bump. Interestingly enough, right now, Black Lives Matter is sitting around going, how come nobody gets this upset about us? This leftist product, Black Lives Matter. Now looking at the left, who's really pushing this. Being a leftist is very precipitous to be on the left because you're constantly stepping on somebody's head, aren't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Do you have your armor yet? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a Boyd's Gunstock on a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. And the Scout Rifle was built, the whole concept, it when it meets the at-one stock from Boyd's Gunstocks, everything is realized. Jeff Cooper would be happy. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, in 1967, 68, 69, it was more dangerous for me then than it is for children going to school and having to worry about being shot at school. It was more dangerous for me in the late 60s because I rode my bike to school. If you totally buy into the junk peddled by the left, you think that we are at war with ourselves. And you would think that schools are shooting galleries. And you would think that this is the new normal. And believe it or not, it isn't. And it's far from it. Everytown, which is the Bloomberg anti-gun group, says there have been 290 school shootings since Newtown in 2013. That's a total lie. If you get shot and stumble into a playground and fall dead in the sandbox, that's not a school shooting. A school shooting is where you actually go into the school where there are students and teachers, and you kill students and teachers. It is not gangbangers killing each other in the inner city and then falling and dying on school grounds, or attacking a school bus with a BB gun, or committing suicide on school grounds when the school's been closed for 7 months. That's not a school shooting. Now, coming from the Free Beacon, just so we know, Every Town for Gun Safety uses his own definition based on what it said is expert advice and common sense. The best you can buy, I guarantee you. which the gun control group claims is straightforward, fair, and comprehensive. The group said it counts any time a firearm discharges a live round inside a school building or on a school campus or grounds. Okay. So, like in downtown Columbia, South Carolina, where the University of South Carolina is in the center of downtown, anybody that fires a round has the chance of it making its way to the campus if you're aiming in a certain direction at a certain time of day. Does that make it a does that make it a school shooting? Their definition places two separate suicides, a BB gun incident, an incident where a student in a criminal justice club accidentally shot a peace officer's real gun at a target on a classroom wall instead of a training gun. You know, not what we saw in Parkland, not what we saw at Sandy Hook, not what we saw at Columbine. Now, back to James Allen Fox, the Lippman Professor of Criminology, Law, and Public Policy at Northeastern University. School shootings are rare. And the anti-gun left keeps bloating the data to paint a picture of pure chaos to feed their narratives. Since 1990, there have been 22 shootings at elementary and secondary schools in which two or more people were killed, not counting those perpetrators who committed suicide. Five of those incidents have occurred over the past 5 years, plus since 2013, claiming the lives of 27 victims, 17 of them at Parkland. The latter half of the 1990s witnessed seven multiple fatality shootings with a total of 33 killed, 13 at Columbine. This is, you know, based upon people who get shot, we should not be minimizing these incidents. We should be looking at this and saying, how do we insulate against this? But a lot of people would not appreciate the distinction when statistics including non-fatal shootings are cited whenever there is a mass killing at a school. That notwithstanding, the occasional multiple fatality shooting that takes place in one of the 100,000 public schools across America, the nation's schools are safe. Over the past quarter century, on average, about 10 students are slain in school shootings annually, and we need to work on that. But if you compare the school fatality rate with more than 100 school-aged children accidentally killed each year, riding their bikes or walking to school, maybe could they pass a bicycle helmet law? There is no NRA, National Riding Association, opposing that. Now, those, and I'm not throwing those out there to minimize what's happening, but it is not what they say is happening. That's the important part. It's not what they say is happening. It is schools are a safe place to be. It would be helpful if they went ahead and solidified that, but, you know, the narrative that there's endless carnage every week because the National Rifle Association exists and it says the Second Amendment is specious. So if we can't get past this shoddy data sharing that's exacerbated by the left wing, simply not caring that their numbers have been proven wrong time and time again, then the gun wars are going to continue. And by the way, that will save no children's lives. That saves nobody. Now, see, I'm really in it for the children. And this is what I think. Okay. I've been challenged before on Bill. How do you know if a teacher could handle that? Well, teachers, okay, so they're not that they're normal people, right? Just like cops are normal people and soldiers are normal people. They each learn a special skill set, which this would be an additional skill set. I don't even know that it would be necessary for them to exercise the skill set besides continuing education once they got it if they use the proper signage. Because these guys are cowards. They don't want to fight anybody. They don't want to go in and have a gunfight. They want to go in and kill people. They want to shoot fish in a barrel. I got to find something out, though. Because I realized that this could be a possibility with a discussion I was having over the weekend with a friend of mine. I have a friend who lives in Parkland. You guys know who he is, and I'm not going to tell you who it is right now, but you've heard of him. And he has two daughters that went to Parkland. And for me, this is where you get there and you actually take a moment and you superimpose yourself on your friend and you say to yourself, what would I have done when faced with that? And, you know, that's a question that needs to be asked. What do I know as an armed American? What do I do if I know this is a school and I hear gunshots going on in the school and maybe I see a cop down or something? Do I go in that school and do I engage? I got to find out the answer to that. I already know what my answer is. Now, typically, with something like this, if you do that, by the time you get, most of these shootings are over within 5 minutes. That's the length of the spree shooting, the rampage killer. So if you go in and you do that and you actually look up enough to find him and, you know, deal with it, when will the cops get there? The average response time is 11 minutes. 11.11 to be exact. So it's over in 5 minutes. That leaves 6 minutes. This guy, the shooter, Cruz, he ran out with the students. He went somewhere and got a soft drink. And they knew who had done it already. Because they were aware that this would be the guy. And everybody was probably asking, was it Cruz? Was it Cruz? And somebody said, yes, it was. And they found him. They brought him right back. Yeah. We're just about there. But we'll see. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.